Welcome to another episode of the Oncology On The Go podcast. I'm your host, Roman Fabricator. In this episode, Cancer Network spoke with Dr. Rachel A. Greenup, Section Chief of Breast Surgery and Co-Director of the Center for Breast Cancer at the Yale School of Medicine, about a community partner study she conducted evaluating disparities and lived experiences among women of color following mastectomies for breast cancer. First, the rationale behind the study was discussed, with a particular emphasis placed on the impact of culture, race, and ethnicity. Next, she touched upon data collection strategies used to assess racial and ethnic disparities among patients with breast cancer following mastectomy. Then, key themes emerging from response data were discussed, with an emphasis on surprising findings arising from responses. Greenup further covered the need for the inclusion of diverse cultural, racial, and ethnic groups in clinical trials before highlighting the importance of sharing family history of cancer to facilitate preventative care.
So first, what was the rationale for studying the lived experiences among women of color following mastectomy for breast cancer?
We know that persistent disparities exist in the rates of reconstruction for women of color. And in parallel, there's been growing patient advocacy efforts around living flat, meaning that there was a time in history after breast reconstruction was being offered more regularly, where many women were feeling some unspoken pressure to undergo reconstruction and wanted to remind women that it was truly a choice and not part of their cancer treatment. Both breast reconstruction and patient-reported outcomes after mastectomy, whether women were reconstructed or living flat, were really studied predominantly in a white, well-insured cohort. And so the stories of women of color who are disproportionately living flat due to disparities in breast reconstruction had been left untold. And we really wanted to understand how culture, race, and ethnicity impacted this experience specifically.
Great. Thank you for the context there. And getting into the methodology, what kinds of data collection strategies were used to assess these sorts of racial and ethnic disparities in the receipt of mastectomy?
We only included women who underwent mastectomy, and we purposefully sampled women of color, meaning that we intentionally included a biased cohort of Black, Latina, and many Asian women who underwent mastectomy. So we used women treated at our single institution and then recruited patients or survivors from there who were willing to share their experiences.
And with these methods in mind, what were the key themes highlighted in these questionnaire responses? And what would you say were the most surprising about these outcomes?
So we used extensive literature review as well as research from our own program to guide the interview themes and really in grounded theory research. We wanted to let the participant stories kind of drive the findings, but we focused on culture, community, and the untold or unsaid truths of these women. The most, I would say, compelling or surprising findings were, number one, this finding that we refer to as a double whammy. So many women of color reported this cultural privacy or stigma around talking about cancer in general. So a lot of our study participants said that in their communities, in their culture, talking about any cancer was very hush-hush. And also talking about women's health was hush-hush. And so for many women, they didn't even know they had very strong family histories of breast cancer until they themselves were diagnosed, which impacted their understanding of their personal risk, the way they sought screening, and then their ability to have support during their cancer treatment. So although in many communities, talking about breast cancer is really open, Our study participants reported that it was a very private topic and it did impact their ability to get timely screening, timely care for some, and then the support that they needed during treatment. The other really key finding was that spirituality was a big driver for their decisions. And we don't really talk to patients about that in the clinical setting. It's not included in decision tools, and it's not addressed in many of our patient-reported outcomes. And it was really key for many of our study participants.
And looking ahead, what would you say are the next steps for addressing these sorts of ethnic disparities and barriers in care for women of color who do undergo mastectomy?
It really speaks to the need of cultural, racial, and ethnic inclusion when we think about clinical trials, developing patient-reported outcome measures, thinking about decision tools, how we provide cancer care in the real world, that we can't develop tools in one cohort or measures or drugs in one cohort and then apply them to diverse populations and expect them to be the same. And we've been doing that for decades. I mean, there's a lot of evidence in that developing drugs, for example, in men, and then assuming they work the same in women and finding that the chemistry, the pathophysiology, the biology is different. And similarly, we have been measuring aspects or domains of care that may not be relevant or important to women of color because those tools or those measurements were developed in other cohorts.
I see. Thank you for breaking down the findings of your study. Is there anything else that you want to say about what you hope others take away from the results of your study?
No, I guess the one thing is I would encourage all families and all individuals from different cultural backgrounds to share their family history of cancer. It has really critical impact in terms of screening and cancer prevention for other family members. It can be difficult to have those conversations, but it is information that can be very powerful for future prevention.
Great. Thank you very much.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology on the Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available, or listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcast. The Oncology on the Go podcast is the official podcast of cancernetwork.com, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information, visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us on Twitter at Cancer Network without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at Cancer Network.